got that old pieces calling in the bonds of love we meet for the world anew.
Welcome to Muffin Talk.
Yara, and welcome to Muffin Talk. This is Muffin Talk, brought to you by the initiative Titi Paunamu Study and Joy. Muffin Talk is a weekly radio program to which I invite guests to talk about their work and their passion for issues on community programs, social justice, Bible studies, or the Catholic Church. My interviews are done in the studio of Planet FM or via Zoom. Today I have invited Father Alejandro de la Sota to a Zoom recording for a broadcast. Father Alejandro, a very warm welcome and hi to my to our radio program.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So happy to be here in this weird situation. And now this kind of program, Zoom, WhatsApp, is more normal in our life. So it is very interesting. It's part of our normality.
Thank you. Yes. Father Alejandro de la Sota, or Father Alex, as he is often called here in New Zealand, is originally from Chile in South America, and he's the chaplain of the Latin American community in the Diocese of Auckland and Hamilton area. And he is the assistant priest in the East Coast-based Catholic parish on Auckland's North Shore. Father Alex, you belong to the Religious Order of the Divine Word. Can you tell us more about this congregation?
Well, our congregation is born in... Our founder is from Germany, but he found our congregation in Holland for some cultural kampf. You can help me, you know, with the German? Kulturkampf.
Kulturkampf.
Kulturkampf. So he had to found our congregation in style, very close with the border with German. And the idea is about to form in this time in 1875 is our founded day. So the first idea was to invite diocesan priests to be part of this society. For this reason, you know, our, how you say, our sign is SBD, society. So SBD. It's diocesan priests who want to go to the mission outside, and you know, proclaim or spread, you know, the gospel of the Lord. And then many of our conference, long time ago, they felt they didn't want to be priests, but they want to be missionaries. So thanks to the brother, we are a congregation. And with us, our congregation, we have another two congregations, the Holy Spirit Missionaries and the Holy Spirit Perpetual Adoration. They are very famous around the world, and you maybe you can search in Google some picture, because they are the pink, sisters. Pink, we call them Pink Sister because the habit is pink color.
Oh, and they're still wearing habit?
Yep. And another sister, the missionaries, we call them Blue Sister, but just to play because the habit was blue. Now few sisters, not many sisters wear, you know, the habit. We are more open in this way.
And the men don't wear habits?
Certain. But I don't use this one. You know that.
But the divine word, that means that do you have a focus on the gospel?
This is, it's our principal focus. And our spirituality is very, very Trinitarian. Mm-hmm. Because the idea of us is to try, this one is my reflection about my congregation, okay, today. But our idea is to try to find a connection with our differences. So is to show in our parishes, we are completely different culture, multicultural, and we can live together. And in the same time, in our world, we want to build more world. We want to build more bridge to communicate. And the difference is not our enemy, it's our complement.
That's a bit like the Maori tradition of the weaving together. So you weave together and then together we are strong. That's a wonderful idea.
And the idea of theology, you know, for example, for me, sometimes it's a beautiful challenge to come here and bring my own theology and the theology where I coming from, you know, at Diocese of Santiago in Chile. Completely different, you know, perspective. but in the same God. I think this one is beautiful.
Yes, the diversity and who makes it all one human family.
Perfect, perfect. Yeah. For this reason, you know, it's Trinity.
Yes.
Three different people, but they dance in the same way. This one is Richard Rohr.
Richard Rohr, yes.
You know, they make a beautiful dance because they are different, but they becoming one. This one is...
Yes, it's the weaving and the dancing together, and yet they keep their own differences, but you work together. You are together one.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And Father Alex, you arrived in Auckland just a few days before the first lockdown in Auckland, March this year. And you've come from Chile, or did you came from Australia first? Can you tell us how it was to arrive here in New Zealand?
Yeah, that was a very crazy situation because I arrived in New Zealand March 17th. And the government closed, you know, the border in March 19th. So my obligation when I came here is just to keep in my room and no contact with the people, you know, from my area. Okay, it's okay. 2 weeks. Amazing. So I start my quarantine because I coming from Australia. And in my, I think, 7th or 8th day, the government say, okay, now all New Zealand is in level 4. So I was in lockdown. I prefer to say lockdown because quarantine, you know what I mean, quarantine?
Yes.
It's coming from 40. So it's 40 days.
Yes.
So this one was more, I think, more than 40 days. I think the total lockdown in New Zealand, whatever. So I came here and in my 7 or 8 days of my quarantine, my own quarantine or lockdown, the government say, so sorry, but now we are in level 4, blah, blah, alarm, on the cell phone, blah, blah. And I have to stay here. But if you want, I can answer from my heart. I feel very lucky, you know, to came here. Many people, you know, told me, so sorry, Father Alec, you came here for lockdown. I say, well, believe me, I feel very lucky. Because if I had to stay in Alice Springs, for example, I was there like a priest, but was not my assignment. And the majority of my stuff, you know, my clothes, especially, you know, winter clothes, was here in New Zealand because I sent this one before. So it was very crazy. If I had to stay in Alice Springs, I am priest, but my assignment is in New Zealand.
Yes.
So
and your clothes are here.
I could just... Yeah, so I could just, you know, celebrate Mass and that's it, you know. And you know how I am. I really like, you know, to start, you know, with new activity, compromise, you know, myself with this activity. So just to stay in Alice Springs, I have beautiful and amazing experience in Alice. But just to stay there, you celebrate Mass, you know, and then, you know, lockdown in Alice. No, I feel very lucky, very lucky. Let me know about the time. You know, I am Latino and I talk too much.
Well, I think that you had almost like a kind of retreat when you came here, didn't you?
But I think, and in this moment, in you know, in my first days in my lockdown when I came here, and that was my reflection, you know, is how I can close my process in Alice and start this new process in Auckland or in New Zealand, you know? Not just to change. And I think it is very necessary for us because sometimes we have the temptation because we don't like to suffer, but we have the temptation just to become, you know, in a sacrament machine.
We are
going there, celebrating Mass. I don't compromise with the people because I don't want to suffer in the future if I make, you know, new friends. And I think that is not correct. And I say this one, no, just because I am Latino. It's because I am human being. No, we need this kind of relationship with the people. No,
absolutely,
so
absolutely.
If I have this kind, if I could have, you know, this kind of thing or reflection when I came here, I felt very lucky. I think it was too long time, you know, 4 months. I think I don't remember how long, but for my future, I learned we need this time to start a new mission and to close the old mission. You know.
Yeah, Oh, so yes, and so for those of you who haven't, who have just tuned in, we're listening to Muffin Talk with Beate. And if you miss any of our programs, please check out www.planetaudio.org.nz/muffintalk or go to my website at www.studyjoynz. And you've heard just my guest, Father Alejandro de la Sota, or short Father Alex. He's the chaplain to the Latin American community in the northern part of New Zealand. And he's just telling us about how he arrived in March, just before lockdown. So he had one lockdown after the next lockdown. And so how did you get in touch with the Latin American community when you got here? Because you didn't know them, did you? Did you have any contact?
I had the chance in January to come here because when I received the invitation from one of the ECBD priests who worked in Auckland, but he worked for, you know, for the mission office. Then the bishop in Auckland, Patrick or Pat, was you know, looking for somebody who come to us, Auckland, and work with the Latin American community or chaplaincy. In the paper, and I learned this one in my years, you know, not like as a priest in my life. In the paper, everything is very beautiful. So I told to my provincial, Father Russ, who was my parish priest in Alice Springs, I have to go. I want to go there and know the place because, you know, I had to renounce to Alice Springs. Again, I was happy. No, I have any problems. So I don't want to say, yes, okay, I'm going there because I don't know. And it's a new visa, new country. I had to renounce, you know, for my residency in Australia. With this one, I don't want to become, oh, look at this one. Father Alex is very good. No, no, no. It's just the reality, okay? It's my process. I am not in this kind, I am not saying in this kind of way. No, it's just the reality. So I have to renounce a lot, you know, to come here. And I came in January. Very lucky because in Alice Springs in January is around 45 degrees. So for me, January, perfect time. I can escape, you know, of this
heat.
Yeah, heat. Very warm place. And in this day, I met with the bishop, you know, to see, you know, the formality, you know, the contract, where I'm going to work. And I met with Father Rafael Lobo, who is my parish priest here in East Coast. Very lucky, amazing fellow. I think, you know, to link with the first question, I think he was very important in my lockdown here. He was very good human being. No, he tried me, you know, like amazing experience with him in the lockdown. Now we start to work with him and know him like a, not boss, but parish priest. This is another story, but, you know, like human being, he was fantastic with me. And I met with the community, with the Latinos community. When I say we, with Bernard Dennehy, who was the first
Father Bernard Dennehy was looking after the Latin American community for many years. Yes,
I'm not sure if he was the first, but for very long time. Well, all of you can listen, you know, the interview of him in 2017.
Amazing. Yes, I did.
Amazing fellow. He was in Peru. You know, I think part of his heart is in South America, in Peru. He really loved, you know, amazing experience. I remember when I went to his house because I slept in his house one night, Saturday to Sunday, because the next day we are going, you know, to the community. And I have no card in this time. So I say, and amazing, you know, I felt in South America, you know, so many, you know, picture, and amazing. And in this mass was my first contact. Was a little bit complicated because I was very honest. And I say, I come here to see, you know, to the community.
Yeah.
And the community really need, you know, a priest in this time. So, and the community have another idea in the head.
Yeah.
You know? But in this moment, when I say this, when I say, come on, I think this is my place. You know, very friendly. And they don't celebrate Mass in January. So this one, you know, the extra Mass.
Because that's the time of holiday in New Zealand.
Yep. So they don't celebrate, you know, mass in January. They stop with the Spanish mass, and Bernard told me, you know, many times, hey, but maybe few people come because we don't have so many explanations. He said, come on, Bernard, we can go there and see. And around 85 people came.
Oh, that's good. That's a good turnout for a January mass.
Yeah. And I remember, you know, we celebrate in the small church in San Benedict, not in the big one, because we have, you know, the idea in our mind, few people is going to come, because it's generally complicated date. And was full, boom. So for me, it was a beautiful surprise. And here in East Coast, the same, you know, when I came here in March, I received so many emails from the people who didn't know me, but they want to give me, you know, some words of welcome, you know. Welcome, we know your situation, so sorry for that, but yeah, we are with you. And for me, it was a very interesting experience. You know, I really like to eat Tim Tam. You know, Tim Tam? The cookies?
Ah, you did Tim Tam? With the biscuits.
Tic Tac, Tim Tam. you know the Tim Tam, no?
Yeah, the biscuits.
The biscuits. And my favorite was the white one. Very yummy. And I didn't like, you know, the dark one.
Yeah.
Because it's very bitter, you know, no. But when I came here after 3 or 4 days, somebody leave me, in, you know, in the front of my door, a Tic Tac, you know, dark. And I say, oh, why dark? When I don't like dark. But then I sat, you know, in my sofa here, when alone, you know, my 4 days of quarantine or lockdown. And I open, you know, the Tic Tac. And I start to eat. Tic Tac, como?
Tim Tam.
I start to eat. And I think it's one of the most delicious biscuit, you know, in my life. But not for the taste. It's how I received, you know, this biscuit in my experience, you know. I
think we don't get any money for advertising these biscuits.
Ah, no. It's only the experience. You can call, you know, the biscuit how you want. But and don't eat this one because it has too much sugar, whatever. But, you know, the experience for me was beautiful.
I just wanted to clarify, when we were talking about the Latin American community, what does this mean? Is it the Americans south of the people south of the United States or south of Mexico or the Spanish speaking people? Who is the Latin American community?
You know, for us, all the people are very welcome. We don't close the doors. I remember in the last mass before the lockdown, we celebrate mass in San Benedict, and I saw, you know, a few people from Samoa or Tongan. I don't know, from Kiwi.
Yeah.
No, from Fiji. Sorry.
Fiji.
And I asked them, you know, because I went there and say, you are Latino? No. I am from Fiji. Ah, okay, well, very welcome. And then we are going to drink some coffee. If you want to come, feel very welcome. We speak Spanish, but we can, please, feel.
Yeah.
And I asked him, you know, why do you come here, you know, for our masses? You know, Spanish, and you don't speak Spanish. And say, I like this atmosphere. Well, amazing. Very welcome. And, you know, but Latin American community, yeah. When I came here, I wanted, you know, to change the name for maybe Hispano community or all are welcome. I don't like the titles, you know. It's like
have a label and then others don't feel welcome. But in fact, everybody is welcome and they just have to accept that mass is spoken in Spanish, is celebrated in Spanish, and the songs are in Spanish.
You know, when I was in Alice Springs, every Sunday we have the Aboriginal Mass. And one of the lady who participate, you know, in this Mass say, you know, I don't like, you know, the name of our Masses, Aboriginal Masses. Maybe we can change Welcoming Mass or something like this one. Mm-hmm. Because it's the white adjective, you know. And I think this one is part of our humanity, you know. We need the title, we need the label. Where I can put myself in this one. Mass is mass. Maybe we can say Spanish mass.
Yeah.
Because some people, for example, think our masses are in Latin.
And Latin languages, yeah. But do you also have Portuguese speakers, Brazilians?
A couple of Brazilians came, but they have their own Portuguese masses as well with Brazilian.
Yeah.
With Father Bernard Espiritu, is another SCBD.
Yes.
He celebrates some masses, but because he was in Brazil before here.
Yeah. So is there, when you say, well, we all have our own little differences specialties or different colors and we're weaving them together, what would you say, how is life as a Catholic in Latin America with a long tradition of Catholicism in the continent and now with I think the majority of Catholics in the world live in Latin America and now we have a Latin American Pope. How do you see something that is very specific to you, to the Latin American community? And of course, it's a huge, many countries, and every country will have differences.
Yeah. I think if we talk about the percentage, I think we won in South America.
Okay.
I don't like the word won, but yeah.
You're the majority.
But if we talk about the numbers, I think Asia have more than us.
Mm.
And it's very common, you know, to go to South America, you see, you know, this kind of percentage of 65, 70% of Catholic or Christian, but all the churches are empty. You know, it's very common, you know, to in South America, for example, say, no, I am Catholic, but on my way. You know, I live and my contact with Jesus is on my way. I don't need the church. I don't need. But then, in sense, you say when you count the people
in the census,
they say no, yeah, I am Catholic. So the percentage is big one, but the churches are empty. Not all of them.
Yeah, when I was in Guatemala, and I always saw people praying in the church, no matter what time of the day. But and masses were full there. But of course, as you say, it depends on certainly also on the regions and if it's in a town or it's like in many other places in the world. Yeah.
And for me, it is very interesting because in South America, for example. We have very active church as well. No, we are going to the poor, homeless. We are going and keep contact with the people who are suffering. We need this kind of contact with the people. Well, contact now is very negative, you know, for the coronavirus. But we need to keep, you know, the contact with the people, you know, and talk face to face. For this reason, for example, in South America, it's very complicated, the virus, you know, because for us, it's very important to sit and drink a coffee. Mate in Argentina, or in South America, you know, eat a wonderful barbecue together, you know.
I think that what Father Alejandro, what we're going to do is we'll wait a few more months and then you'll tell me how it goes with the Latin American community here in Auckland. Maybe they are also going to have a lot of celebrations, barbecue and mate and coffee and our time is
you are very welcome.
Yes,
if you want to come,
yes.
And now, for example, we are very happy because we are going to start our presential masses in October 11th in San Benedict at 12. So all the people, all of you, we don't see label. We see humanity. All of you are very welcome to come and enjoy our masses.
So that means that from the 11th of October, Mass will be in San Benedict again. It's not via Zoom, but via San Benedict. And
we have in Zoom as well for the people who live in, you know, now in South America. We have we keep the contact with them.
Oh, that's
so
good.
We are going to show live Zoom for them. But the people who live in Auckland, please feel very welcome to come. And we celebrate masses every second and fourth Sunday of the month in St. Benedict.
Every second and fourth Sunday of the month. Okay, thank you very much, Father Alejandro. And
you're
I think
welcome.
That we've learned a lot from you. And we'll have to continue when you are back in work with the Latin American community and had the chance not to do only virtual hugging or whatever, because I know Latin American people, they like giving you a hug, and they are very accommodating. And so I think that it will be nice when we talk in a few months again. And so thank you very much. And I just want to draw the attention also to an ecumenical day that everybody's welcome also. That's, the title is Presence in Unity on Saturday, the 17th of October. And we will have Sarah Hart, Father Kevin Waldie, and Reverend Ivica Grigorets who are going to come. And it's organized by also in cooperation with the Auckland Diocesan Commission for Ecumenism and Interfaith. If Auckland is in level one, we will gather at St. Columba Center. But as I just heard from Father Alejandro, he is very positive that on 11th of October, everything will be fine. And so the 17th of October, we should be able to be hopefully in level one. And then we can go to St. Columba Center. Otherwise, it will be via Zoom. And we'll have a retreat day that was supposed to be in October, but it's now shifted to the 28th of November with Eamon Butler. The retreat day is Who Am I? Reflecting on Our Identity in God. This is an online retreat, and please register with us at info@studyjoy.nz. And for more information, please also have a look at the website www.studyjoy.nz. Thank you very much, and thank you very much, Father Alejandro, and all the best.
Thank you very much.
Out there, with pieces calling, in the bonds of love we meet, for the world a new day dawning and shining. Songs in our hearts.